This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KLUCFM and HD1 Las Vegas, broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. 98.5 KLUC.
This is my station.
Download the free Odyssey app for a chance at your share of $100,000 in this national contest. Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jed Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I felt so bad for the Paseo Verde Little League kids yesterday.
Oh, God, I know. I was watching them on TV at the gym, playing it everywhere.
Oh, sure.
Oh, it was brutal.
Third inning. Did you get to watch, Adrian?
No, I did not.
Third inning, jumped up and bit him. You know, and it was just one of those where it's like, you just make this play here, and maybe if that goes. And it was like it just didn't go their way for them. So Paseo Verde Little League loses 5-2 to Texas. Texas goes on to the U.S. title game. Now they go through. It's a double elimination thing, so you got to lose twice before you're out.
Oh, okay.
So now Florida beat Hawaii, so Hawaii's out. Mm-hmm. Now Florida and the Henderson kids play tonight to find out who's going to go play Texas. And then you got to beat them. Whoever beat, you know, you got to play Texas twice.
Yeah.
Then. So anyway, there's still a way.
Yes.
Here's what's Dave Hall on Fox 5. I'll give credit where credit is due on this one. My mind was blown. Think about this, though. You want to be even more proud of these kids? There are six Little League teams that are still playing right now. Six on the entire planet.
Oh, my.
And our Henderson kids.
And that's real, the entire planet, the because entire every country is represented.
Yeah.
That's actually amazing.
Yeah.
And that's really cool.
And our Henderson kids are one of those six.
Yeah. I hope those little kids, no matter what happens today, I hope they realize how cool that is.
Yeah, and I hope the rest of you realize it too. Keyboard warriors. I don't know if those kids.
You can throw a baseball to save your life, keyboard warrior.
I don't know if they're giving them a rough ride or not, but we're real proud of those kids.
Yeah, definitely.
Did you see? I thought of you immediately, Michaela.
Hmm.
Oh, look at the smile on her face, because she knows by the smile on my face, something good is just about to happen. The creed that I live my life by, something great's just about to happen. And Michaela Gordon, this is your life.
Tell me.
After the David Beckham, the success of the David Beckham Netflix.
Yes.
Victoria Beckham, Netflix special coming soon.
I cannot wait. I didn't see that at all. I think she's fascinating. Oh my God, that'll be a great documentary. I wonder if she'll bring the other girls in from the Spice Girls.
No, just her.
Just her.
Well, I mean, obviously they're part of the story.
Yeah.
But no, this is just her.
Oh, I'll be watching it immediately.
Of course,
she's brilliant.
That's why I told you.
Thank you so much.
That's what I'm here for.
I appreciate that.
Here, I'm here
knowledge.
For the spin.
Day made. Yeah. 6:02 a.m.
Right,
let's go.
Shoot. Yeah, that's what I do, bro. That's what I do.
I know it's going to be a good day now.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Mercury in retrograde until the 28th. And not in the Haley Welch way, but in the old Iron Sheik way, back in the old, you know, with derision and contempt for your Mercury in retrograde. You can't get me down.
No, you can't.
Your
just everybody
moon,
else.
Your full moon. Here's my mushy white full moon for you. Oh, I'm on one. It's almost Friday. The Aces lost last night, so I'm cranky. Hey, it's the Chet Buchanan Show. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, did I mention it's almost Friday? Let's go.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I saw this on the internet the other day. What's something you can't wrap your head around no matter how many times it's been explained to you? Does something come to mind right away?
Yeah, space.
Really?
I cannot wrap my head around space.
The fact that there's a beginning, yeah, but there's
like
no
a black
end.
Hole. Like, where does it go? Where does it end? Because we always talk about Mercury retrograde. I do. So I often think about like astrology, space, and planets. I'm like, planets, what's going on? The alignment. And I'm like, where am I?
I feel, and here's it. Okay. Didn't it already right out of the gate? I didn't expect this to get this deep, but here we go.
No, I didn't mean to.
That's a good thing. I find the two things to be the same, but different.
Right.
You know, like, I don't know that heaven is up there. I think it's more of an abstract. I think it's more of a construct.
Right.
I think it's a different thing. So astrology versus the two astronauts that are caught up on the space shuttle. You know, or the International Space Station, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did. It's
crazy. The two people that are up there. Hey, sidebar. And I don't want to get into a whole thing, just a yes or no answer.
Okay.
So there's the two of them up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think one of them, if not both of them, are married, mm-hmm. but they're going to be up there till February, it looks like.
Oh, God.
Right? They're stuck up there February.
Yes.
And it's just them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do they get a hall pass?
Yes.
You could do that?
Yeah, it's only them up there in the middle of a black void. I think they can catch a break.
Well, I would, honestly, I would be like, find a private room. Not for the two of you.
For what?
For alone time. You just go. No, you hold that.
Because being alone up there with someone else isn't enough in a black void.
I wouldn't.
You need your alone time.
No, I'd take it as a personal challenge. I'd be like, no, get away from me. I would. No, I'm married. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
No hall pass.
Get away from me.
No hall pass.
Okay. I hear that. You're a good man, Chet.
Mm-hmm. All right, back to this. So space, you can't wrap your head around it.
Can't do it.
You know what blows my mind?
Hmm.
Seriously? There's a number of things. But, and I think this all goes, it's kind of all the same. Electricity. And like radio, like how do I talk into this microphone here and you're hearing it come out there and it goes through the air somehow and it goes from here and it makes it to there. And right now somebody's in their car driving down the 215 and I can't, like, because I can't see it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like the Lord. You just got to believe. You know, right? You can't see it, can't touch it.
Yeah, just gotta have a little faith.
You just gotta have a little faith. Radio, TV, the internet, electricity. I don't get it. It's all, which also, I believe, combines with crypto and NFTs.
Oh, don't even get me started.
It's all of those. To me, all of those things are all the same. And once I understand how the neutrons and the electrons go up the pole and through the air, like Santa Claus, to get to your car to hear us on the radio right now, mm-hmm. I will also at that point understand NFT.
I hear that so deeply. I had a girl try to sit down and explain to me Bitcoin and NFT. And I honestly just said, you know, you can stop. Thank you so much. Everything you're saying still doesn't make sense to me. Don't worry about it. Don't waste your time.
Put more power to you.
Yeah, of course. I hope you get rich.
Somebody else, text line. How can airplanes be so big and heavy and still fly?
Yeah.
Okay, that's basic physics. And I'm not going to get into it right now.
The Shep Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Shep Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
That's just a great way to start a day.
Let's go, kids. It's time for your Almost Friday good feeling stories of the day. Some creep in Michigan tried to kidnap a 15-year-old girl last week. Then about an hour later, a 7-year-old girl tried to kidnap her too.
No.
Failed both times because bystanders stepped in.
Thank God.
Right?
Thank you, God. Yes. Yeah.
And I mean, they say, you know, if you see something, say something. This is even a step beyond that. And like you said, thank God.
Seriously.
Cops tracked this guy down. He's now behind bars. Lucky he didn't take a full-on beating. And I know the cops will tell you, don't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They'll say, call us, let us handle it. Sometimes there's just not time for that.
Definitely. And a 7-year-old, come on.
And a 15-year-old. Or a 55-year-old. I don't care.
True.
You know, people should be keeping their hands off other people. And I'm glad that there are still people in this world that are willing to do something about it.
Agreed.
And then there is this. A woman in Texas. You may have heard her a minute ago talking about how she married one of her customers. Her name is Connie Claxton. She just retired from her job that she spent 54 years at. They threw her a retirement party last week. She worked at 10 different locations for the company, including 18 years straight at one of them. That's the place where she ended up meeting a customer that she ended up marrying. She says it's been a blessing to be able to work so long at Whataburger.
Sweet Connie. Is Whataburger that good? I've never been.
Connie thinks so.
I thought it was the best burger I had ever ate. And I thought, well, I could do that. Still eat a junior burger every morning. Married one of my customers. I would take his order. He had a special needs boy. He was so kind to them. And I thought, man, what would it be like to marry to him? So I got up this morning and I thought, you know what? Thank you, Jesus, for letting me do it one more day. I just feel like in my heart that it's time to give it up.
Oh, my God. Who is better than her?
She's so great. She said he had a special needs kid. I'm going to marry that man.
I wonder
man.
What it would be like to be married to him because he was so good to him. And apparently that's all it takes. You know, guys, you're trying too hard. Just be a good person. Try that. It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Champion Catcher. KLUC-FM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. 98.5 KLUC.
This is my station.
Download the free Odyssey app for a chance at your share of $100,000 in this national contest. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show. Woo-hoo!
I feel like we're making progress. Hashtag justice for Reba. I feel like, Lindsay, I feel like we're getting somewhere. I feel like we're doing something. We've got shirts. I've got 125 shirts.
Yeah, they're so cute.
Nobody to wear them right now. 125 shirts of all different shapes and sizes and colors, believe it or not.
Yeah, pink, gray.
So once they're gone, they're gone. So, Lindsay, we're having a big meeting today. Nobody else knows about this, but we're having a big meeting.
Everybody knows.
We're having a big meeting. I have a thought in my head. I have a plan where we're going to cover four corners of the valley. We're going to go to Summerlin. We're going to go to Centennial Hills. We're going to go to Green Valley. And we're going to go to the east side. And we're going to get these shirts out, and we're going to take a big stack. So here's what I need from you. Can we get a big stack of Justice for Reba flyers?
Absolutely.
I'll come by.
I will work on those today.
I'll come by and get them if we could do that. And then we'll go.
Yep.
Because here's the thing. People generally frown if you just show up and throw a tent up in their parking lot. You kind of got to ask first. And that can,
absolutely
you yeah, do. No, I'm that, just kidding.
It seems counterintuitive, doesn't it? It's like, you know, we're trying to kind of help you.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. I'll make you a deal right now. I didn't even think about this. There might be more than one option here.
Okay.
Know what
Let's
I'm saying?
Make a deal.
I don't want to put the pressure on anybody, but there's somebody who's. There's two people that are heavily involved with Toy Drive that I bet would allow us to.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Have a spot. Mm-hmm. So other than that, we're ready to rock. You haven't heard anything new, right, Lindsay?
No new updates.
I had somebody nearly in tears last night at the Aces game, and it was very, very Aww. Sweet. Somebody who I've known almost from day one with the Aces, and she pulled me aside, and she goes, I love it so much that you've jumped into cahoots, I believe was the word she used, with Vegas Pet Rescue Project because I love them so much. And she had a family member that volunteers.
Yeah, that's. I also got a DM that they got a dog from you. Like, people really love Vegas Pet Rescue. Just adding on to you.
Vegas Pet Rescue Project.
Vegas Pet Rescue Project. And I'm shortening it. Who am I? and the Justice for Reba that we've been doing.
We so appreciate that. We've got a lot of great people who have adopted and a lot of great volunteers with our organization.
Not for nothing, and sometimes I feel like we gloss over this a little bit. There's a $50,000 reward that's still out there for information that leads to, and you got to say this for the lawyers, that leads to the arrest and prosecution of who, you know, so that we can get justice for Reba.
Yes.
The English bulldog that was left in a tub. You know, and also we should probably repeat, there's a lot of different ways you can go about that. You don't have to do that to a dog.
No. And not in the middle of 110 degree weather on top of all of that.
And I know that we also talked about that there's ways and there's paperwork and stuff like that. And I know that that's your problem. You don't want to do the paperwork. You don't want to have to face it. Look, drop the dog off. Somebody will take it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Just don't leave the dog somewhere. Take it somewhere where it can be safe. Just stop.
Yep.
It's not that tough.
And if you can't take care of a dog, don't get one.
Yeah.
Well, hey, look, I get how that works, too. Everybody goes into it with best intentions. Mm-hmm. Time's tough right now. Food's expensive. Everything's expensive. And all of a sudden you go, oh, crap. You know, now what?
Yeah, I agree with that, too. I do feel bad. I've seen that a lot. Like, don't get one. But there's so many options. If you do get one, you can't take care of it.
I'd rather lose a digit than have some harm come to one of our now cat. Who would have ever believed? Look at me. You don't look at me and go, there's a cat guy. In fact, I was strongly on the dogs are way better than cats train for years.
Yeah, I know. I'm still that girl.
My entire life.
Uh-huh.
Dogs rule, cats drool. I was always that. Now, if you even, we have a black cat.
Yeah.
Halloween's coming. If you even harmed one hair on that cat's head, I would murder you slowly.
Yeah.
You know?
Good for you.
I would.
He loves his cat.
Cats are the best, too. They're smart, and they give good luck.
They're jerks. They're the biggest jerks on the planet.
My experience with cats, they've been kind of mean, I also respect. I feel like they've got better boundaries than I do, but it's just like, can you be a little nice to me?
No, but they're like that, though. They're your friend. They're your friend that you go, why do you have to act like that? God, I love you. Man, do I love you. It's like that. All right. Have a great day. We'll unveil our plan. If everything goes right, we will unveil our plan to distribute Justice for Reba shirts and flyers. And the idea with the flyers is that then you pass those around, maybe post it on social media or whatever. And we just keep the story going.
Definitely.
Okay. So
you got it. And then I got one other question before we go.
Let's go.
Michaela, how tall are you?
Ah. Oh, you little Lindsay girl. I am 5. Close your eyes, plug yours. I'm 5'2".
Liar.
Okay.
What? All right.
Okay.
BS.
Here we go. I am 5'1.5".
Swear to God.
You're taller than me then.
Yes, I am. Okay.
I'm 5'0". I am 5'0".
Listen, I'm going to take that everywhere with me. I am taller than somebody. Okay. Name is Lindsay.
Michaela is so Hollywood BS. She's 4'11", if she's anything, at best. She's wearing chunky shoes today because she's a human walking, talking Bratz doll. So that's...
Oh, God, you know I love that compliment.
Do not give in. And how dare you not lie about your height, Lindsay?
I like being short. I'll take 4'11 if I could get it.
I know. Okay, listen, when I hugged you, good things come in small packages, Lindsay. You're walking proof.
Perhaps I'm the one that's screwing this up then. You're right, Michaela. You are taller than she is.
Compliment me.
Lindsay wins. She's shorter. It's better to be shorter.
Hey.
Sorry, I missed it, Lindsay. I totally didn't catch what you were putting down.
Short and sweet.
All right, a plan tomorrow, I promise.
You got it.
Okay.
Sounds good. I'll work on printing.
Oh, thank you. All right.
Sounds good.
See you tomorrow.
Hashtag
bye.
#JusticeReba. Bye.
Yeah, Justice Reba. It's like Russell Wilson when he was with Seahawks. He'd always end every time he talked to anybody. He'd say, go Hawks. And it was cool, right?
Yeah.
But then when he went to Denver, he'd go, let's ride. And everybody went,
no.
No, that's dumb.
That's hilarious.
Dumb. You already did go Hawks. Now you can't let's ride. You can't. It's, I mean... And I know Bronco fans, you tried to get down with that for a minute, and then, well, and then he sucked, and you were like, now I really hate that. But I do love that Lindsay ends every one with Justice for Reba.
Absolutely.
And I, yeah, I'm here for all of that.
Hey, everybody. It's West Coast Wednesday on a Thursday.
I hate that stuff. I'm super excited because Dre and Snoop are doing an album together, and it comes out in November. Did you not hear that?
No way.
Yeah, super stoked.
I love that.
It's going to be amazing. I'm telling you, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
How could it not?
Yeah, obviously. Right? And all maybe that's why Snoop was doing so much at the Olympics. They've been trying to promote for the album.
Or perhaps that's why there's an album, because Snoop was doing so much at the Olympics. Give me more.
Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, let's get after it with your very loud car. Where are you driving right now?
I'm taking my kids to school.
I understand. Where are you driving? But where are you driving?
Right now we're over off of, like, Cactus.
Oh, sure. I understand.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you're Silverado Ranch. That makes all the sense in the world. Yeah. I got you. It sounds like you're on the 15.
With all that traffic, she wouldn't...
I don't know why it's so loud.
Or maybe you're doing 80 down Cactus. I don't know. That's not out of the realm of possibility either. What time... How old are your kids, if you don't mind me asking?
I have a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old.
So, what time do they have to be at school?
7:30 is when the gates open.
I got you. Yeah, you just dump them out. You're like the
early, I do.
The earlier you can get rid of them.
You're like, I got games to play. Get out of the car.
You're right.
Tuck and roll.
Tuck and roll.
I will slow down. And
just enough. Yeah,
and based on your attitude this morning, how much I slow down. I got you. Hey, Adrian, who's our challenger today?
You got Susan Suarez from Pahrump.
She's right there. Hi, Suze.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Hey, everything's amazing. Buzz in with your name when it's time. Buzz in with your name. First one to really, this is all you need to know. Buzz in with your name. First one to three is the winner. And if neither of you answer in roughly 3 seconds goes by, there may or may not be an inappropriate buzzer. And then I get a chance to answer. And if I get three first, then that's bad news for both of you. All right?
Okay.
Good.
They're ready.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. They're focused. Can you tell? They're like, yeah. Bring it on. Okay. I'm locked in. Your quiz master is Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
This '90s queen, best known for her role as Cher in the movie Clueless, frightened fan this week as she taste tested a poisonous berry.
Tara got in first.
Alicia Silverstone.
Yes, or she likes to be called Alicia, but whatever.
Fancy.
The champ goes up one zip.
This celebrity couple has been fighting off divorce rumors, but this pop star made it official when she filed divorce on their second anniversary yesterday.
Tara got in first.
J-Lo and Ben.
Yeah, J-Lo and Ben. Yeah. And by the way, if I had a dollar for every DJ yesterday that went, hey, J-Lo, I'm still single.
Oh, God.
I'd have $17 just from this town, just from this city.
Just from me.
That's great. Tara, two. Everybody else, squadoosh.
This famous talk show host says her one regret in life was trying to launch her own network while she was in the process of ending her talk show. What's her
Susan
name?
Tara.
Oh, Susan got in first.
Oh, God. I just had it in my head. I'm so sorry. I'm getting my ass kicked.
Say it.
I'm so sorry.
Say it.
Susan,
say it. No.
I had it in my head. I lost it.
Inappropriate buzzer number 47.
Next contestant, please.
That would be you, Tara. Do you have an answer?
I do. Is it Oprah?
Is it Oprah? I thought it was Oprah. Is it Oprah? Yes, it is Oprah. And look at that, the champ.
Woof, record time, sis.
Man.
Six straight questions, correct, in a row.
Jeez.
Six straight.
Stats are brought to you
by...
Stats are brought to you by Microsoft.
Yes!
No, that's really good, dude. Wow, Susan, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Susan.
It's okay. I'm a newbie. I'll get it next time.
Yeah. Sure will. You should play again, because now that you've seen
it... I will. I listen to you guys every morning.
Dude, and it's like Jeopardy. I watch Jeopardy. I'm like... F you, Ken Jennings. I could whoop James Holzhauer. I'll take you. And James, my boy, I'm like, I don't say this to him because then he would challenge me openly.
Yeah.
And that would be bad.
Right.
But you like, you watch Jeopardy and it seems easy enough and you answer all the questions.
Yeah.
You're like, how did I know that? But then when you get placed under the spotlight, it's tough.
Oh, you can do anything from the comfort of your couch. It's when you got to really get in there, the pressure's on.
We're all superheroes in our living room, in our chonies.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, Susan, we love Pahrump and we love you.
Thank you.
Right, we'll talk to you later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
When I'm getting ready in the morning,
while I'm getting dressed,
I dance and laugh.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Adrian says she's nervous. Who's on the phone?
We got Ashley Hoffman from Centennial Hills.
Hang on a second. That's the wrong one. Ashley, why are you nervous? It's just us.
Oh, of course. It's nervous in general.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you. And I hear the kids are in the car as well.
No, we're getting ready. We're about to leave in like 30 minutes.
Oh, sweet. Well, this will only take 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Actually, 3 seconds shy of 3 minutes. It's your 177-second survey right now. This is a weird story. So... Ashley just hung up the phone.
She was that nervous.
Maybe when did the kiddos click disconnect? I don't know.
Or if it's like my house, she literally moved 6 inches.
The Wi-Fi
and the call just dropped. Or perhaps Ashley decided she just wasn't going to be putting up with our reindeer games.
Yeah.
So why don't we do this? We'll jump to a break. We'll come back. Same deal applies. All right, listen, I'm going to tell. Can I just go ahead and tell the whole secret?
Yeah, do.
It's going to do a big reveal. Is it one of those, Ashley? No. I was going to do a big reveal. I was going to give her both prizes. Because honestly, I thought, why do we have to deal with this? I was going to give her both. So I'll make you, who's listening right now and calling. Yeah, you get them both. I was going to, in fact, I was going to go, hey, get the kids over to the phone. Two nights of babysitters.
Yeah. They were like, yeah,
pizza rolls, two nights in a row. But no, the whole thing got ruined.
Yeah, it's done. How generous of you, though. So,
well, what can I say?
What a guy. What a guy.
That's great. 702-364-9898. Yeah. Dane Cook on Friday. Common Kings on Saturday. Your whole Labor Day weekend is taken care of. Beautiful. You just pay for the babysitters and the Uber. And we got the rest.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we'll do 177 second survey and relationship rehab. One of Michaela's friends, they took the family to the Southern California theme park.
Yeah.
Yay!
Woo-hoo!
Let's go.
No, freaking nightmare.
Exactly.
By the way, through no fault of the theme park.
No, this is.
And I know which one you think it is. It's not. It's the other one. Well, no, it's not that one either. It's that. It's the third. It's the other one. Okay. And then, so anyway, that's on relationship rehab. The 177 with double the prizes. All of that. Fine. Fine. Coming up next. Maybe. Hang on a second. Let me hit that. But the whole show is falling apart.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Stupid Mercury in retrograde.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
So a minute ago, we tried to do the 177-second survey, and it didn't work out so well. Ashley's call dropped, which I'm starting to believe she hung up on purpose.
I believe so, too. I've been waiting for her to call back.
As a parent, I feel like the little kiddo disconnected and ran off with
what
the phone.
Little 10? Little 10. When I was 10, I was making my own food.
He was making business calls.
Honestly,
he was the one on the phone.
I'm Gen X, dude. I was calling the radio station.
Yeah.
When I was, when I was 10, I had a key. I had a key that was hooked to my belt loop.
Uh-huh.
My mom wouldn't let me put it around my neck because she goes, because we'd play football and stuff like that at recess.
Yeah.
She goes, you'll die. Somebody will rip that. You know, somebody will, like in the movies when they take the wire and they cut somebody's throat.
Yeah.
Yeah. She goes, that's what will happen with your key.
Because it was the key to your house.
So it was the key to the house.
Alone.
She put it on the belt loop. Yeah.
An independent man.
Dude, I got up in the morning by myself, 6:30. My alarm would go off. 10 years old.
Oh my God.
Make my own breakfast, get my own clothes on. I can only imagine what that looked like. Well, probably looks about the same as now. The same mismatched and yeah.
Like our polo king that you are.
Yeah.
I didn't wear polos then. I wear polos now out of comfort and convenience.
I hear that deeply.
It's like Zuckerberg. Who was it? Zuckerberg or Steve Jobs or somebody was like, yeah, I just wear the same thing every day. That way I don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
So I'm the same way. I just wear kind of the same thing. It's different colors.
Yeah. You switch it up.
Yeah.
Color wise.
Try to make my shoes match. But enough about that. So she left. And her loss, your gain. Melissa, are you ready for your 177-second survey?
Good morning. I'm ready.
Yeah. Question number one, are you going to hang up on us?
Hello?
Oh, good Lord. Question number one.
Oh, I got you.
Will you hang up on us?
I will not hang up on you.
Okay, good. Because honestly, we've been sitting on this for a minute. This is a weird story. Dave's elderly parents live in one of the retirement communities maybe they don't. But it's in a housing development like many of us live in. A lot of neighbors around. The neighbor's son is teenager, maybe early college age, who goes out into the backyard, starts out with clothes on, and then apparently at some point the clothes, all of them, come off. Now you can't see. It's one of those deals. I don't know about you guys. Can you see into your neighbor's backyard?
Yeah, if I'm on the top floor, it's two story. If I'm on the second story, I can't.
You gotta wanna see in your neighbor's backyard.
That's a point. That's
right?
A great point.
You gotta. It's not just like you walk by and you go, oh. So I get this, but I also. So eventually the clothes come off. Apparently he's done this multiple times. The mom who he lives with is not home when it happens. Apparently, this is quite the talk of the neighborhood. No one has mentioned it to the mom, but Dave's mom, they just don't know what to do. And he didn't know what to do, and he goes, I know who I'm going to ask, and God bless you for it, Dave. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
So he asked us, and Melissa, we're asking you. Do you go to the house? Because he may answer the door.
I would, only because, I mean, I've got kids that have bedrooms upstairs and their windows face the backyard.
Right.
So I would have to say something like, as a mom, for sure. Because you can't, especially if your kids know that's going on, they're nosy and they want to look and they want to see. So I would say something.
I'll tell you what, you catch me in the wrong mood, I'm yelling at him.
Not yelling,
but it'd be like, put some clothes on.
See, I think totally opposite. I do appreciate the mom perspective, not one I thought about with the kids. I feel like it's his backyard. He can kind of do whatever he wants.
Mm.
What right do we have to say, put your clothes on?
Spoken like a true naked sunbather.
All right, first of all, you're right. All right. Let me tell you something. I did one time, and my mother-in-law came into the backyard, had a full conversation with me, looked me straight in the eye the entire time. And I was like, at any point, are you going to realize what's going on here? I never did it again. She's got no boundaries.
Yeah, sure. You're mortified. She didn't care.
I was mortified.
Yeah.
She was like, what did you want for dinner? I'm like, can you just go back inside? Mom. Okay, thank you.
Tanning my cheeks.
Yeah. Can you
excuse me?
Do you notice something's happening here? Can you just, I'm uncomfortable. Can't say anything though. His backyard.
The anonymous note, does that work? We're out of time, but the anonymous note, does that work?
You could try, but he might get it and just throw it away.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And if you go to the door, chances are strong he'll answer. Because you very well could be Grubhub.
For sure.
You know what I mean? So
yes.
he's gonna run to the door.
Mm-hmm.
It's sticky. Or do you just stalk the mailbox? Do you just stalk the mailbox, wait for the mom to go to get the mail?
Oh, yeah. Hand deliver it to the mom.
I would probably just watch for her and try to have a conversation with her without knocking on the door or chancing him being the one to open or get the mail or whatever.
And you can't take pictures for proof.
Because
that's not cool.
Yeah.
But, no, this is delicate. It is.
That's a hard one. Mm-hmm.
It's delicate.
Mm. Yeah.
And funny as hell. It's great. It's great. What are you doing, dude? Seriously. Maybe that's what he is. He's just getting a little nature.
He's just doing his thing.
Sun out.
He's a college kid.
Yeah, right? What?
Sun's out, buns out.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
That's right, along with everything else.
Yeah, it's hot in Vegas. He's just taking it off.
Hey, you cool with taking all those prizes off our hands?
You know what? I've had a rough morning, so I am cool. Thank you.
No rough mornings here. We don't allow that.
Yeah,
we're the antidote for rough mornings.
Yeah, let us
make my day. Yeah,
that's the deal. Okay, Dane Cook next Friday, Pearl at the Palms, Common Kings VIP style for you. At Downtown Rocks on Fremont Street next Saturday night. Your Labor Day weekend is taken care of. Take Sunday to recover.
Yeah.
I will. Thank you.
All right, good. Hang on one second. All's well that ends well there. Now, we got to slide right into relationship rehab. The story of Michaela's friend and the ill-fated trip to Southern California.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning. Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Relationship rehab, this is a doozy too. It's no naked kid in the backyard, but no naked teenager in the backyard, but still solid. Michaela.
What's up, baby?
Tell me a story.
I would like to tell you a story. We work really hard, you and I. I feel like we do. And I do for sure. So I was talking to a bandmate.
But I don't.
Well, you didn't say anything. You didn't agree.
I'm listening to your story.
Thank you. All right. Good.
Because I have an idea where the story is going. And I'm like, we're starting here?
Yeah. Yeah. Because my band's amazing. They work really hard too. And my bass player wanted to take his wife.
Oh, we're calling people out here.
Yeah. I told him. And he was like, yeah, cool. Let me know.
Are you sure?
Need to know. Yeah, because they're cool. They're really great.
Okay, just so y'all know, This could be a divorce situation now.
And then that blood will be on my hands and I'll rethink everything again.
I was just going to say it was a friend.
Well, now it's out there. All right. So they had a great time at Legoland. I thought, oh my God.
We're calling everybody out. Can we start keeping things a little more anonymous?
Yeah, we can.
On the show?
Yeah.
I thought, did we?
We talked about this before.
We talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
And
now it's all coming out.
It was going to be a friend. Yeah. Southern California theme park.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get everybody was going to remain safe.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a good secret keeper, apparently. So do I go on now that everything's out?
Yeah, we're stuck now.
Okay. They decide to go on a trip.
Holy crap.
I know. It's all out. I know. Just take a breath.
I'm sorry. The Odyssey lawyers are like, no!
I know. All right. Well, it's no one's fault, the story. But they went on a vacation. Oh,
it will be by the time I get done, so you know. It will be. This sucks. Okay.
All right. So they go on this vacation for the weekend. It's very expensive to go on trips now. So he was really excited to do it. Well, they get there. The baby's 2 years old. And they get there the first day. The baby doesn't feel good. He gets sick. So mom is like, you know what? Maybe we should just hang back because the babe doesn't feel good. He understands completely. He gets frustrated, though. He's like, this kind of sucks.
Sure.
You know, I wanted to do this with you guys.
Well, it's
I do
tense.
Understand.
Have you ever been with a sick kid on a trip?
Yeah, my niece went to
Oh, good God.
Rough.
And everybody's affected because that's the center of the universe.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And whatever happens, if they're hungry or they're tired or they're upset or they're sick, you know what I mean? It's so everybody's on edge.
Right. And as a parent, you want it to be perfect. It just wasn't. So there's a little tension between the parents. Then the next day, the baby feels better. They try again to go, but it's still tense with the mom and dad. And so finally he's like, hey, is everything okay? She says, I just don't know why you got so upset. And he's like, no, I wasn't upset. Like, it's not the baby's fault. I just wanted this to be like a great trip for us. We've been working really hard. I wanted it to be like seamless. They end up getting into a fight. Tensions are now high. They drive home. They don't speak for the 5 hours that the drive is. And I've been there. That's the most uncomfortable thing, not speaking for 5 hours.
You can't drive fast enough.
And
that drive back, that drive this direction from Southern California coming this way, horrible.
Yeah.
Just awful, even on the best day.
Yep. Yeah, it's terrible. So as he leaves for work the next day, mom is ready to talk about what happened. And he's like, well, now I got to go to work. I can't talk about it at all. So there's just tension in the house. And he's saying, am I the one who's wrong here? I wasn't mad at my kid. I wasn't mad at my wife. I was just frustrated with the situation.
Well, and they've been through a whole thing where there was so many opportunities to talk about it.
Right.
And now I want to talk about it while you're heading out the door.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's asking, am I wrong?
Yeah.
And I feel for him.
Yeah.
But
702-364-9898. Is he wrong? Is he? We've got tickets VIP style for Common Kings, downtown Rocks, Fremont Street, next Saturday, Labor Day weekend. You want to go? Be caller number 25, 702-364-9898. Have a take. This one's tough. It's tough for me now. I'm going to do it anyway because I don't know these people.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a little easier when we were anonymous. And by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my phone right now. I'm a little terrified, though. He might be texting me.
Well, you're the one who called him out.
I sure did.
That's your mess. You clean that one up. We work really hard. At least I do. Ha, 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 said the text line.
Yes. Yeah.
Michaela works hard. We do, you know. We're just here. Whatever.
Here to make you laugh.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
I hope that your friends that were involved in this story, we've all done this. Anybody, even when I was a step, and at times, not having kids involved.
Yeah.
We always forget how stressful traveling can be. Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got Christina Gutierrez. Line five.
Yeah, that one. Christina.
Hi.
Hi. Christina. So you heard this. So you heard the story.
There
was
there
was also a little bit that was left out. So this family goes to Southern California. The kid is sick, so the kid's upset, and it kind of torpedoes the trip. And a little bit. Dad's processing. He spent, they saved. They planned.
Yeah.
He doesn't get a lot of time
off.
You
see it happening one way.
Oh, my God, because he's a gay. Yeah. And we all go into these things going, oh, it's going to be amazing. We're going to sing songs and we're going to skip and hold hands. And
my kid's going to love me after this.
Oh, the car ride's going to be great. We're going to play the Frozen soundtrack and you know what? And we're all going to sing and all that stuff. And it doesn't happen that way. So then the tension goes up. At one point, this was the part that got left out too. Did you not tell me that at one point, the kid goes down? So the kid goes down
right.
Finally, and Dad goes, "Hey, I'm thinking I might go get a drink.
Yes.
Do you want one?
Yes.
Do you want one?" He thinks now I'm going to de-escalate.
Right, we're
the
grown-ups.
Situation.
Yeah.
I'd love a drink.
Yeah, baby's asleep. Let's have adult time.
I'm sure you wouldn't mind having a drink. So let me go get you a drink. And she goes, "Oh, now you're just going to leave us?"
Right.
Now you're just, and it's like, no.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And so then that's when tension goes to not from just 8.5 to like 13. So then now they don't talk. Now they don't talk for the rest of the trip. They don't talk on the way home. And now it's a thing. And then right when he's trying to go to work, so they get home.
Yes.
Did he go to work that night? Was he going to work that night?
Yeah, he was.
So now he's got to go home. It's a 5-hour drive. Now he's got to get dressed and go to, and he's got to go perform.
He's got to entertain.
And right as he's ready to walk out the door, she wants to talk about it.
I've also done that too. It's awful.
Yeah, because now all of a sudden you go, well, one more thing.
Yeah.
Great. So, Christina, your thoughts.
Okay, so now that I know everything, at first I was like, nah, he's a little dramatic. Maybe he was the one I got mad. But now she's definitely the toxic one because the baby's already sleeping. However old he was, if he's 2 months old, if he's 3 years old, a sick baby is going to be a sick baby. That's going to be overwhelming. That's going to be stressful.
Your phone cut out. Hang on. There you are. Continue. The last thing we heard was you said baby is sick.
Yeah, so if baby's sick, that's stressful. That can be overwhelming. That can sometimes ruin it. So, like, obviously tensions are going to be high, but you're on vacation. You should still make the best of it.
Sure.
Now, after the baby's sleeping, my husband would have said, "I'm going to go get a drink. Do you want one?" I would have been, heck yes.
Yeah, bring two.
You already know what I like. Bring me 1 + 3, like however many. Like
yeah.
I'm on vacation. Like baby is down.
Uh-huh.
It's still vacation mode. Like,
that's
are you
right.
kidding me? So the way that she already overreacted there, like, come on. You knew he wasn't talking about going to the bar by himself and leaving. He said, "Do you want one?" So that is already being overdramatic. What he should have done is still left, gone the drinks, came back and been like, "Here, we're going to have a good time." That could have maybe solved it. The not talking to each other, that's just petty on both ends. So that's why in the very beginning I said they're both wrong for not communicating. Yep. This is a relationship. There's so much involved. We've all done that petty, very probably unnecessary relationship when we were all younger that was toxic. But now that you're grown-ups, you handle it in a different way. So now I'm definitely on his side because why would you want to also talk while you know he's about to go to work? If that's your family's income, don't make sure he's on time, make sure he's prepared, make sure he's
good and set to go, especially just coming back from vacation. I sometimes want to take the next day off of work to make sure I have extra time off to just decompress from vacation, because that's already tiring.
Yeah.
So that's also unfair. Yeah. I feel she needs to definitely work on her communication, because right now it's showing toxic and immature.
It's, if there's ever a thing, and I want to make sure you get your tickets and everything, and I don't even know what more Alyssa or Alex could add. From what you heard when you screened them, is there more?
I mean, Christina kind of hit out the park.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I thought, too. Here's the one thing that if there's ever been a time for, you just got to talk to him. Christina nailed it.
Yeah.
You're right. Like Adrian.
Absolutely.
Said. However, we're hearing one side.
Right.
So I feel the other. Her perception is that he was upset. He probably was just trying to get through it. If, you know, as a dude, I know, and at times I can have RBF too.
Right.
And a lot of people can. Mm-hmm. And they don't realize that just by being quiet, sometimes that sends a message.
Sends so much.
Mm-hmm. Sends a big message. So, yeah, and you've already said in your discussion with him, he was frustrated. He was, because he wanted it to be perfect.
Of course.
So, is there fault? Not really. This stuff is stressful.
Yeah.
As long as they're able to talk it out on the back end and just say, I love you and understand. How old's this kid?
2.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
little
no.
baby.
And oh, yeah.
To your point also, just to defend mom a little bit, she's also the primary caretaker of the baby.
Yeah,
she's also tired. When he got
All
upset, it might have triggered something in her.
I don't think he was upset.
Yeah, frustrated.
Yeah, or quiet.
Yeah.
I think there's just a lot of that tension. It could have been nipped in the bud right then. Okay, kid's sick. Deal.
Yeah.
You know, that's the easy way out.
Right.
Not everybody's able to do that, but sometimes when you see it. So can we all agree? Can we all agree? To me, this is no fault.
Honestly, I agree.
To me, this is no fault. And if you can learn a lesson from it, honestly, it's a win.
Absolutely.
It's a win moving forward. Because guess what? This ain't going to be the last time this happened.
No.
Not with a 2-year-old. No.
Mm-mm.
And God forbid you should have another kid. Because we know how sexy you both are.
That's
we
right.
Know.
They are, actually.
Adrian, you look like you want to say something.
Accurate? I'm in. For once, we're all in agreement, baby.
Well, then let's be done with this bit.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! All right. I feel like we're making progress at hashtag justice for Reba. I feel like, Lindsay, we're getting somewhere. I feel like we're doing something. We've got shirts. I've got 125 shirts.
Yeah, they're so cute.
And nobody to wear them right now. 125 shirts of all different shapes and sizes and colors, believe it or not.
Yeah, pink, gray.
So once they're gone, they're gone. So, Linz, we're having a big meeting today. Nobody else knows about this, but we're having a big meeting.
Now everybody knows.
we're having a big meeting. I have a thought in my head. I have a plan where we're going to go to, we're going to cover 4 corners of the valley. We're going to go to Summerlin. We're going to go to Centennial Hills. We're going to go to Green Valley. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go to the east side. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get these shirts out, and we're going to take a big stack. So here's what I need from you. Can we get a big stack of Justice for Reba flyers?
Absolutely.
I'll come by.
I will work on those today.
I'll come by and get them if we can do that. And then we'll go.
Yep.
I just, because here's the thing. People generally frown if you just show up and throw a tent up in their parking lot. You kind of got to ask first. And that
can, absolutely
you yeah, do. No, I'm that, just kidding.
It seems counterintuitive, doesn't it? It's like, you know, we're trying to kind of help you.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. I'll make you a deal right now. I didn't even think about this. There might be more than one option here.
Okay.
Know what
Let's
I'm saying?
Make a deal.
I don't want to put the pressure on anybody, but there's somebody who's. There's 2 people that are heavily involved with Toy Drive that I bet would allow us to.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Have a spot. Mm-hmm. So other than that, we're ready to rock. You haven't heard anything new, right, Lindsay?
No new updates.
I had somebody nearly in tears last night at the Aces game, and it was very, very sweet. Somebody who I've known almost from day one with the Aces, and she pulled me aside, and she goes, "I love it so much that you've jumped into cahoots," I believe was the word she used, with Vegas Pet Rescue Project, because I love them so much. And she had a family member that volunteers.
Yeah, that's. I also got a DM that they got a dog from you. Like, people really love Vegas Pet Rescue. Just adding on to you. Vegas Pet Rescue Project. I know I'm shortening it. Who am I? And the Justice for Reba that we've been doing.
We so appreciate that. We've got a lot of great people who have adopted and a lot of great volunteers with our organization.
Not for nothing, and sometimes I feel like we gloss over this a little bit. There's a $50,000 reward that's still out there for information that leads to, and you got to say this for the lawyers, that leads to the arrest and prosecution of who, you know, so that we can get justice for Reba.
Yes.
The English bulldog that was left in a tub. You know, and also we should probably repeat. There's a lot of different ways you can go about that. You don't have to do that to a dog.
No. And not in the middle of 110 degree weather on people, top of all of that.
And I know that we also talked about that there's ways and there's paperwork and stuff like that. And I know that that's your problem. You don't want to do the paperwork. You don't want to have to face it. Look, drop the dog off. Somebody will take it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Just don't leave the dog somewhere. Take it somewhere where it can be safe. Just stop.
Yep.
It's not that tough.
And if you can't take care of a dog, don't get one.
Yeah.
Well, hey, look, I get how that works, too. Everybody goes into it with best intentions. Mm-hmm. Time's tough right now. Food's expensive. Everything's expensive. And all of a sudden you go, oh, crap. You know, now what?
Yeah, I agree with that, too. I do feel bad. I've seen that a lot. Like, don't get one. But there's so many options. If you do get one, you can't take care of it.
I'd rather lose a digit than have some harm come to one.
Yeah.
To one of our now cat. Who would have ever believed? Look at me. You don't look at me and go, there's a cat guy. I was strongly on the dogs are way better than cats train for years.
Yeah, I know. I'm still that girl.
My entire life.
Uh-huh.
Dogs rule. Cats drool. I was always that. Now, if you even. We have a black cat.
Yeah.
Halloween's coming. If you even harmed one hair on that cat's head, I would murder you slowly.
Yeah.
You know?
Good for you.
I would.
He loves his cat.
Black cats are the best, too. They're smart and they give good luck.
Jerks. They're the biggest jerks on the planet.
My experience with cats, they've been kind of mean, which I also respect. I feel like they've got better boundaries than I do, but it's just like, can you be a little nice to me?
No, but they're like that, though. They're your friend. They're your friend that you go, why do you have to act like that? God, I love you. Man, do I love you. It's like that. All right, have a great day. We'll unveil our plan. If everything goes right, we will unveil our plan to distribute Justice for Reba shirts and flyers. And the idea with the flyers is that then you pass those around, maybe post it on social media or whatever, and we keep the story going.
Definitely.
Okay. So
you got it. And then I got one other question before we go.
Let's go.
Michaela, how tall are you?
Ah. Oh, you little Lindsay girl. I am 5. Close your eyes, plug yours. I'm 5'2".
Liar.
Okay.
I'm no, five.
All right. Okay.
BS.
Here we go. I am 5'1.5".
Swear to God.
So you're taller than me then?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm 5'0". I am 5'0".
Listen, and so, I'm going to take that everywhere with me. I am taller than somebody. Okay. Her name is Lindsay.
Michaela is so Hollywood BS. She's 4'11", if she's anything, at best. She's wearing chunky shoes today because she's a human walking, talking Bratz doll. So that's,
oh God, you know I love that compliment.
Do not give in. And how dare you not lie about your height? Lindsay.
I like being short. I like being short. I'll take 4'11 if I could get it.
I know. Okay, listen, well, when I met you, I hugged you. Good things come in small packages, Lindsay. You're walking proof.
Perhaps I'm the one that's screwing this up then. You're right, Michaela. You are taller than
yeah,
she is.
Compliment me.
Lindsay wins. She's shorter. It's better to be shorter.
Yay.
Sorry, I missed it, Lindsay. I totally didn't catch what you were putting down.
Short and sweet.
All right, a plan tomorrow, I promise.
You got it.
Okay.
We sounds good. I'll work on printing.
Oh, thank you. All right.
Sounds good.
See you tomorrow.
Hashtag
bye.
Justice free bus. Bye.
Yeah, justice free. It's like Russell Wilson when he was with Seahawks. He'd always end every time he talked to anybody. He'd say, go Hawks. And it was cool, right?
Yeah.
But then when he went to Denver, he'd go, let's ride. And everybody went,
no.
No, that's dumb. That's dumb. You already did go Hawks. Now you can't let's ride. You can't. And I know Bronco fans, you tried to get down with that for a minute. And then he sucked. And you were like, now I really hate that. But I do love that Lindsay ends everyone with justice for Reba.
Absolutely.
And I'm here for all of that.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Here's what's funny to me, because you're, how tall are you really? 5'1"? What are you, 5'1"? 4'11"?
I'm 5'1 and a half.
No.
Stop it, Chet. I'm 5'1
and
first.
A half. That's like your kids. It's important. I'm 7 and a half.
Uh-huh.
Until you're like 12, and then, you know, no one cares anymore about
you. So you're 35, you're like, I'm 35. Half.
Yeah, I'm 29 plus 6.
Yeah.
That's funny. So, here's my real question back to your 5'1"-ness. What's weird, I don't notice you wearing a lot of high heels. You do, though, don't you?
Oh, my God. I wear 6-inch heels on stage.
So, you know, the young ones now, the Gen Zers.
Right.
Some of the younger millennials are saying high heels are, that it screams, try hard, old person. Yeah, they don't live your life.
They don't get life.
So the lady, Sarah Blakely, she's the founder of Spanx, has revealed a new shoe called Sneaks. They're high-heeled sneakers. She says she's been working on it for 9 years. They finally debuted on Tuesday. Have you gone to the website?
Okay, I did because I'm a big Spanx girl. I wear them, love them. So I thought these would be incredible. They are...
The Sneaks?
Looked at the Sneaks. They're pretty horrible looking.
Leather, mesh, and suede, high-heeled sneakers. They retail somewhere between $400 and $600.
Oh, my God. That's
so it's not an impulse purchase. It's not, you know, that's not Tic Tacs while you're waiting to check out.
You're committing.
So they asked her why Sneaks was her next big thing, and she said, have you ever worn high heels? You're not even willing to try this.
Not at all. Because also, if you want to wear sneakers, just wear sneakers, babe. These shoes, they look like, you know what they look like? You know when your grandpa, my papa, wore the Reeboks with the Velcro strap-overs?
Yeah, yeah.
They literally look like that with like a 3-inch heel on the back of it. That sounds beautiful. Yeah, that's what I want to walk around in.
So if you really want to scream, try hard, old person, then there you go. Then there you go.
In the morning, the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
I'm being a very bad host right now because I'm going to do something and Michaela has no idea it's coming. But I truly believe this deserves an exciting round of
Fill in the blank.
I mean, you know it's coming, but you don't know it's coming. Seriously, what do you think is the worst possible thing that you could eat while driving?
Nachos.
I would not even consider eating chicken wings while behind the wheel.
No.
While I have been tempted whilst bringing them home.
Oh, yeah.
I learned my lesson on trying to sneak a slice of pizza once.
How'd you learn your lesson?
Well, I think we all know why. It got everywhere. Yeah, it's not good. Because if you got the little tiny ones, if it's cut Chicago style, of course.
Right.
But a big thing, you got the toppings and it's floppy and bad.
Uh-huh.
73-year-old man near what major city?
Atlanta.
Detroit.
Okay.
He crashed last Wednesday. He was eating chicken wings while he was driving. Even worse, he rear-ended a...
semi-truck.
Cop.
Oh, God. That is the worst.
Michigan State trooper sitting in a red light in his patrol car. Homeboy was too busy with his wings to notice. And, yeah, thankfully nobody was hurt. Both cars only sustained minor damage. So it's not like, it's like, oh, God, boom. Uh-huh. I think it was more like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm stopping, but I didn't stop quick enough.
Right, a little love tap.
Cop cited him for distracted driving.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Michigan State Police put out a statement. It's important to remember to blank on driving when you're behind the wheel.
Blank on driving. Focus on driving.
Focus on driving, yes. Driving distracted, in this case, blanking blanks.
Eating wings.
Yeah. Is a risky driving behavior that leads to preventable...
crashes.
Yes, it does. Yeah, ice cream. Have you ever tried to eat ice cream while driving? That's a bad idea, too.
Yeah, it is.
Because you get the drips.
Uh-huh.
I've done it many times, but I'm aware of how perilous that can be.
Yeah.
So I at least try to get the ice cream cone into a place where it's manageable, before.
I know, yes.
Before.
And then it's ready. I just like the visual of him eating the wings and the officer being like, hey, can I have your license? And he's like licking his fingers everywhere.
That's the deal. Wings are a two-hand activity, are they not? You can't do that and drive.
No.
You can't.
The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5 The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's the more you know before we go. This might be my favorite one of these that we've ever done.
Let me hear right now.
George Washington's petty. Petty. The father of this great nation of ours. And doesn't it make sense that the father of America would be petty?
Yeah, he has great heels and long hair.
We're petty as a people. We are. During the American Revolution, George Washington... because he was so competitive, with the Brits and hated them so much. He swore that he would never set foot on British soil. So, when I was in London, I visited the statue of George Washington. Didn't know this about it, though. 1921, they put a statue of George Washington in London. The state of Virginia sent over some dirt so that George Washington did not have to set foot on British soil.
My God. It's George's petty, and so is Virginia.
I'm proud
of they supported his petty.
Love it.
I support his petty.
I do, too.
This is the greatest ever. So that dirt is Virginia dirt. That ain't no London dirt. That's the Virginia dirt. It's awesome. Obviously, McDonald's biggest market is in America. What country do you believe is number two, their second biggest market?
China.
One would think, no.
I was going to go with China. That was my main guess.
France.
Really? Oh, because French fries? Stop. I shouldn't have done it. Said it. Okay.
Shame on you.
Stopping myself. Biting my tongue.
You know what? We're going to end the show right here. Michaela's going to go over in the corner and think about what she's done. We're going to come back tomorrow. We're going to try again. No, that's a good place to end, don't you think? It's a good spot.
Get me out of here.
Let's just go. We all saw Pulp Fiction, the Royale with cheese.
Yes.
We all know that. And French fries and French dressing. That's what was that movie? Better Off Dead from the 80s. John Cusack. Look it up, kids. Educate yourself. Watch a movie. We got to go. Follow me on social at 985KLUC and personally at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN, Adrian.
You can follow me on Instagram and on TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Check out the Unlikely Podcast and the Chet Buchanan Show on that free Odyssey app.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. And I will actually be at Juliet inside the Venetian tonight, 7 p.m. for the one-year anniversary. A lot of our friends will be there, too, of Juliet. So my bands and I will be playing if you want to stop by.
But I was going to go to Fontainebleau.
What
do I do now?
I knew you were coming, so I switched over to Juliet.
Took the band.
Not even a one-year anniversary.
Guys, we got to book a different gig. That's really cool. Is that how does that work?
It's awesome. I opened Juliet last year, and it's done really well, and it's really exciting. They booked me before I got the residency, so I said, sorry, guys. I've already been booked.
God, it's good to be so in demand.
I know. So it's exhausting, really.
I'm tired.
This has never happened to me before. It's very exciting. I feel so double booked.
I don't know about all that. Okay, you have fun. Everybody else have fun. We'll see you back here for a Friday morning Chet Buchanan Show. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! All right, I feel like we're making progress. Hashtag justice for Reba. I feel like, Lindsay, I feel like we're getting somewhere. I feel like we're doing something. We've got shirts. I've got 125 shirts.
Yeah, they're so cute.
Nobody to wear them right now. 125 shirts of all different shapes and sizes and colors, believe it or not.
Yeah, pink, gray.
So once they're gone, they're gone. So, Linz, we're having a big meeting today. Nobody else knows about this, but we're having a big meeting.
Now everybody knows.
We're having a big meeting. I have a thought in my head. I have a plan where we're going to go to... We're going to cover four corners of the valley. We're going to go to Summerlin. We're going to go to Centennial Hills. We're going to go to Green Valley. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to go to the east side. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get these shirts out, and we're going to take a big stack. So here's what I need from you. Can we get a big stack of Justice for Reba flyers?
Absolutely.
I'll come by.
I will work on those today.
I'll come by and get them. If we could do that. And then we'll go.
Yep.
Because here's the thing. People generally frown if you just show up and throw a tent up in their parking lot. You kind of got to ask first.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you do? No, I'm just kidding.
It seems counterintuitive, doesn't it? It's like, you know, we're trying to kind of help you.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. I'll make you a deal right now. I didn't even think about this. There might be more than one option here.
Okay.
Know what I'm saying?
Let's make a deal.
I don't want to put the pressure on anybody, but there's somebody who's... there's two people that are heavily involved with Toy Drive that I bet would allow us to...
Oh, that's a good idea.
...have a spot.
Mm-hmm.
So other than that, we're ready to rock. You haven't heard anything new, right, Lindsay?
No new updates.
I had somebody nearly in tears last night at the Aces game, and it was very, very sweet. Somebody who I've known almost from day one with the Aces, and she pulled me aside, and she goes, "I love it so much that you've jumped into cahoots," I believe was the word she used, with Vegas Pet Rescue Project, because I love them so much. And she had a family member that volunteers.
Yeah, that's. I also got a DM that they got a dog from you. Like, people really love Vegas Pet Rescue. Just adding on to you. Vegas Pet Rescue Project. I know I'm shortening it. Who am I? And the Justice for Reba that we've been doing.
We so appreciate that. We've got a lot of great people who have adopted and a lot of great volunteers with our organization.
Not for nothing, and sometimes I feel like we gloss over this a little bit. There's a $50,000 reward that's still out there for information that leads to, and you got to say this for the lawyers, that leads to the arrest and prosecution of who, you know, so that we can get justice for Reba.
Yes.
The English bulldog that was left in a tub. You know, and also we should probably repeat, there's a lot of different ways you can go about that. You don't have to do that to a dog.
No. And there's, not in the middle of 110 degree weather on people, top of all of that.
And I know that we also talked about that there's ways and there's paperwork and stuff like that. And I know that that's your problem. You don't want to do the paperwork. You don't want to have to face it. Look, drop the dog off. Somebody will take it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Just don't leave the dog somewhere. Take it somewhere where it can be safe. Just stop.
Yep.
It's not that tough.
And if you can't take care of a dog, don't get one.
Yeah.
Well, hey, look, I get how that works, too. Everybody goes into it with best intentions. Mm-hmm. Time's tough right now. Food's expensive. Everything's expensive. And all of a sudden you go, oh, crap. You know, now what?
Yeah, I agree with that, too. I do feel bad. I've seen that a lot. Like, don't get one. But there's so many options. If you do get one, you can't take care of it.
I'd rather lose a digit than have some harm come to one. Yeah. To one of our, now, cat. Who would have ever believed? Look at me. You don't look at me and go, there's a cat guy. In fact, I was strongly on the dogs are way better than cats train for years.
Yeah, I know. I'm still that girl.
My entire life.
Uh-huh.
Dogs rule, cats drool. I was always that. Now, if you even... We have a black cat.
Yeah.
Halloween's coming. If you even harmed one hair on that cat's head, I would murder you slowly.
Yeah.
You know?
Good for you.
I would.
He loves his cat.
Black cats are the best, too. They're smart and they give good luck.
Jerks. They're the biggest jerks on the planet.
My experience with cats, they've been kind of mean, which I also respect. I feel like they've got better boundaries than I do, but it's just like, can you be a little nice to me?
No, but they're like that, though. They're your friend. They're your friend that you go, why do you have to act like that? God, I love you. Man, do I love you. It's like that. All right. Have a great day. We'll unveil our plan. If everything goes right, we will unveil our plan to distribute Justice for Reba shirts and flyers. And the idea with the flyers is that then you pass those around, maybe post it on social media or whatever, and we just keep the story going.
Definitely.
Okay. So
you got it. And then I got one other question before we go.
Let's go.
Michaela, how tall are you?
Ah. Oh, you little Lindsay girl. I am 5. Chat, close your eyes, plug yours. I'm 5'2".
Liar.
Okay.
What? I'm 5. No,
all right. Okay.
BS.
Here we go. I am 5'1.5".
Swear to God.
So you're taller than me then?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm 5'0". I am 5'0".
Listen, I'm going to take that everywhere with me. I am taller than somebody. Okay. Lindsay.
Michaela is so Hollywood BS. She's 4'11", if she's anything, at best. She's wearing chunky shoes today because she's a human walking, talking Bratz doll. So that's,
oh God, so you know I love that
never,
compliment.
Do not give in. And how dare you not lie about your height? Lindsay.
I like being short. I like being short. I'll take 4'11 if I could get it.
I know. Okay, listen, well, when I met you, I hugged you. Good things come in small packages, Lindsay. You're walking proof.
Perhaps I'm the one that's screwing this up then. You're right, Michaela. You are taller than she is.
Compliment me.
Lindsay wins. She's shorter. It's better to be shorter.
Yay.
Sorry, I missed it, Lindsay. I totally didn't catch what you were putting down.
Short and sweet.
All right, a plan tomorrow, I promise.
You got it.
Okay.
We sound good. I'll work on printing.
Oh, thank you.
All
right.
Sounds good.
See you tomorrow.
Hashtag
bye.
Justice free. Bye.
Yeah, justice free. It's like Russell Wilson when he was with Seahawks. He'd always end every time he talked to anybody. He'd say, go Hawks. And it was cool, right?
Yeah.
But then when he went to Denver, he'd go, let's ride. And everybody went,
No,
that's dumb. That's dumb. You already did go Hawks. Now you can't let's ride. You can't. And I know Bronco fans, you tried to get down with that for a minute. And then he sucked. And you were like, now I really hate that. But I do love that Lindsay ends everyone with justice for Reba.
Absolutely.
I'm here for all of that.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Here's what's funny to me, because you're, how tall are you really? 5'1"? What are you, 5'1"? 4'11"?
Okay. I'm 5'1 and a half.
No.
Stop it, Chet. I'm 5'1".
And a half. That's like your kids. It's important. I'm 7 and a half until you're like 12, and then they, no one cares anymore about
you. So you're 35, and you're like, I'm 35.
I'm 29 plus 6.
Yeah. That's funny.
So here's my real question back to your 5'1"-ness. What's weird, I don't notice you wearing a lot of high heels. You do, though, don't you?
Oh, my God. I wear 6-inch heels on stage.
So, the young ones now, the Gen Zers.
Right.
Some of the younger millennials are saying high heels are, that it screams try hard old person. Yeah, they don't live your life.
They don't get life.
So the lady, Sarah Blakely, she's the founder of Spanx, has revealed a new shoe called Sneaks. They're high-heeled sneakers. She says she's been working on it for 9 years. They finally debuted on Tuesday. Have you gone to the website?
Okay, I did because I'm a big Spanx girl. I wear them, love them. So I thought these would be incredible. They are...
The Sneaks?
Looked at the Sneaks. They're pretty horrible looking.
Leather, mesh, and suede high-heeled sneakers. They retail somewhere between $400 and $600.
Oh, my God.
It's not an impulse purchase. It's not, that's not Tic Tacs while you're waiting to check out.
You're committing.
So they asked her why Sneaks was her next big thing. And she said, have you ever worn high heels? You're not even willing to try this.
Not at all. Because also, if you want to wear sneakers, just wear sneakers, babe. These shoes... They look like, what they look like? You know when your grandpa, my papa, wore the Reeboks with the Velcro strap over?
Yeah, yeah.
They literally look like that with like a 3-inch heel on the back of it. That sounds beautiful. Yeah, that's what I want to walk around in.
So if you really want to scream, try hard old person, then there you go. Then there you go.
In the morning. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
I'm being a very bad host right now because I'm going to do something and Michaela has no idea it's coming. But I truly believe this deserves an exciting round of
Fill in the blank.
I mean, it's coming, but you don't know it's coming. Seriously, what do you think is the worst possible thing that you could eat while driving?
Oh, nachos.
I would not even consider eating chicken wings while behind the wheel.
No.
While I have been tempted whilst bringing them home.
Oh, yeah.
I learned my lesson on trying to sneak a slice of pizza once.
How'd you learn your lesson?
Well, I think we all know why. It got everywhere. Yeah, it's not good. Because if you got the little tiny ones, if it's cut Chicago style, of course.
Right.
But a big thing, you got the toppings and it's floppy and a bad idea.
Uh-huh.
73-year-old man near what major city?
Atlanta.
Detroit.
Okay.
He crashed last Wednesday. He was eating chicken wings while he was driving. Even worse, he rear-ended a...
semi-truck.
Cop.
Oh, God. That is the worst.
Michigan State trooper sitting in a red light in his patrol car. Homeboy was too busy with his wings to notice. And, yeah, thankfully nobody was hurt. Both cars only sustained minor damage. So it's not like, it's like, oh, God, boom. Uh-huh. I think it was more like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm stopping, but I didn't stop quick enough.
Right, a little love tap.
Cop cited him for distracted driving.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Michigan State Police put out a statement. It's important to remember to blank on driving when you're behind the wheel.
Blank on driving. Focus on driving.
Focus on driving, yes. Driving distracted, in this case, blanking blanks.
Eating wings.
Yeah. Is a risky driving behavior that leads to preventable...
crashes.
Yes, it does. Yeah, ice cream. Have you ever tried to eat ice cream while driving? That's a bad idea too.
Yeah,
because you get the drips.
Uh huh.
I've done it many times, but I'm aware of how perilous that can be.
Yeah.
So I at least try to get the ice cream cone into a place where it's manageable. Before.
I know, yes.
Before.
And then it's ready. I just like the visual of him eating the wings and the officer being like, "Hey, can I have your license?" And he's like licking his fingers everywhere.
That's the deal. Wings are a two-hand activity, are they not? You can't do that and drive.
No.
You can't.
The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know Before We Go. This might be my favorite one of these that we've ever done.
Let me hear right now.
George Washington was petty. Petty. The father of this great nation of ours. And doesn't it make sense that the father of America would be petty?
Yeah, he has great heels and long hair.
We're petty as a people. We are. During the American Revolution, George Washington... because he was so competitive, you know, with the Brits and hated them so much. He swore that he would never set foot on British soil. So, when I was in London, I visited the statue of George Washington. Didn't know this about it, though. 1921, they put a statue of George Washington in London. The state of Virginia sent over some dirt so that George Washington did not have to set foot on British soil.
My God. It's George's petty and so is Virginia.
I'm proud
of
it.
Yeah, they supported his petty.
Love it.
I support his petty.
I do too.
This is the greatest ever. So that dirt is Virginia dirt. That ain't no London dirt. That's the Virginia dirt. It's awesome. Obviously, McDonald's biggest market is in America. What country do you believe is number two, their second biggest market?
China?
One would think, no.
I was going to go with China. That was my main guess.
France.
Really? Oh, because French fries? Stop. I shouldn't have done it. Said it.
Shame on you.
Stopping myself. Biting my tongue.
You know what? We're going to end the show right here. Michaela's going to go over in the corner and think about what she's done. We're going to come back tomorrow. We'll try again. No, that's a good place to end, don't you think? It's a good spot.
Get me out of here.
Let's just go.
No.
We all saw Pulp Fiction, The Royale with Cheese.
Yes.
We all know that. And French fries and French dressing. What was that movie? Better Off Dead from the 80s. John Cusack. Look it up, kids. Educate yourself. Watch a movie. We got to go. Follow me on social at 985KLUC and personally at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN, Adrian.
You can follow me on Instagram and on TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Check out the Unlikely Podcast and the Chet Buchanan Show on that free Odyssey app.
Follow me at Mikayla Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. And I will actually be at Juliet Inside the Venetian tonight, 7 p.m. for the one-year anniversary. A lot of our friends will be there, too, of Juliet. So my bands and I will be playing if you want to stop by.
But I was going to go to Fontainebleau. What do I do now?
I knew you were coming, so I switched over to Juliet.
And took the band.
Not even a one-year anniversary.
Guys, we got to book a different gig. That's really cool. Is that how does that work?
It's awesome. I opened Juliet last year, and it's done really well, and it's really exciting. They booked me before I got the residency, so I said, "Sorry, guys, I've already been booked."
God, it's good to be so in demand.
I know. So it's exhausting, really.
I'm tired.
This
for
has
you.
Never happened to me before. It's very exciting. Oh, I feel so double booked.
I don't know about all that. Okay, you have fun. Everybody else have fun. We'll see you back here for a Friday morning Chet Buchanan Show. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know Before We Go. This might be my favorite one of these that we've ever done.
Let me hear right now.
George Washington's petty. Petty. The father of this great nation of ours. And doesn't it make sense that the father of America would be petty?
Yeah, he has great heels and long hair.
We're petty as a people. We are. During the American Revolution, George Washington, because he was so competitive, you know, with the Brits and hated them so much, he swore that he would never set foot on British soil. So, when I was in London, I visited the statue of George Washington. Didn't know this about it, though. 1921, they put a statue of George Washington in London. The state of Virginia sent over some dirt so that George Washington did not have to set foot on British soil.
My God. It's George's petty, and so is Virginia.
I'm proud
of they supported his petty.
Love it.
I support his petty.
I do, too.
This is the greatest ever. So that dirt is Virginia dirt. That ain't no London dirt. That's the Virginia dirt. It's awesome. Obviously, McDonald's biggest market is in America. What country do you believe is number two, their second biggest market?
China.
One would think, no.
I was going to go with China. That was my main guess.
France.
Really? Oh, because French fries. Stop. I shouldn't have done it. Said it.
Shame on you.
Stopping myself. Biting my tongue.
You know what? We're going to end the show right here. Michaela's going to go over in the corner and think about what she's done. We're going to come back tomorrow. We're going to try again. No, that's a good place to end, don't you think? It's a good spot.
Get me out of here.
Let's just go. Listen, we all saw Pulp Fiction, the Royale with cheese.
Yes.
We all know that. And French fries and French dressing. That's what was that movie? Better Off Dead from the 80s. John Cusack. Look it up, kids. Educate yourself. Watch a movie. We got to go. Follow me on social at 985KLUC and personally at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN, Adrian.
You can follow me on Instagram and on TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Check out the Unlikely Podcast and the Chet Buchanan Show on that free Odyssey app.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH. And I will actually be at Juliet Inside the Venetian tonight, 7 p.m. for the one-year anniversary. A lot of our friends will be there, too, of Juliet. So my bands and I will be playing if you want to stop by.
But I was going to go to Fountainblue.
What
do I do now?
I knew you were coming, so I switched over to Juliet.
Took the band.
Not even a one-year anniversary.
Guys, we got to book a different gig. That's really cool. Is that how does that work?
It's awesome. I opened Juliet last year, and it's done really well, and it's really exciting. They booked me before I got the residency, so I said, sorry, guys. I've already been booked.
God, it's good to be so in demand.
I know. So it's exhausting, really.
I'm tired
for you. This has never happened to me before. It's very exciting. I feel so double booked.
I don't know about all that. Okay, you have fun. Everybody else have fun. We'll see you back here for a Friday morning Chet Buchanan Show. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.